thing.
And welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Happy Thursday morning to you. 34 minutes after the hour. Hope everyone is doing well. Thank you for listening. As I said, week five. Almost made it through week five. Trust me, I am keeping track of these days. Every day is a blessing to be on. Joining us now in studio, very grateful he can make his way over here across the bay. He's running for mayor in Daphne, a restaurateur, among other things. Robin Lejeune joins us in studio. Robin, how are you this morning?
Doing great. Thank you, Jeff, for inviting me over and wanting to hear about the Daphne politics. And the election that's coming up, October 6th, runoff election.
Yeah, well, that's a big deal. It's dominating. I am now a resident of Daphne. I see the signs up everywhere. How's the campaign going?
Campaign's going great. We got a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. We received the most votes, although we didn't get the 50% plus one vote to end it the other week. So we're now in the runoff, but it's been great. It's been exciting, and it's been a lot of hard work.
I can imagine. Like I was telling you during one of the breaks, these municipal elections in the heat of summer are just brutal. Whoever decided that, you're just really, really putting these guys through the ringer.
It does make it difficult, but it's still good to get out and see everybody.
Yeah, well, it's good that you can make your way. So tell us about the campaign, just generally. Dane Haygood, mayor there for a while. Where are we now? And Daphne, where are we? Where do you think we ought to be headed?
Oh yeah, well it's really exciting the amount of things we've been able to accomplish over the last years. I've been on the council for 8 years now, heading into this, and I am currently the city council president. So we have been able to do amazing things in Daphne over the last 8 years. We've built a state-of-the-art sports complex, 5 softball, 5 baseball fields. You know, our baseball facility was Lot Park downtown, which had been there for a good 30, 40 years. So we've been able to really grow that state-of-the-art. It's LED lighting. It's absolutely gorgeous. We then took that Lot Park and turned it into a tennis and pickleball facility, which if you haven't gotten a chance to play pickleball, it's an amazing, fastest-growing sport out there. It's wonderful. So it really has changed that downtown area for the better. We've added sidewalks in Lake Forest, which is the largest neighborhood.
Right.
And they hadn't had sidewalks. I made it a priority to start putting sidewalks in. We started with 1 mile of sidewalk. It was $68,000 for a mile of sidewalk back in 2013-14. And so me starting that had the city council and the city kind of go, hey, let's make some walkability in our city. Let's do more. And so with that, the other council members started saying, hey, I want some sidewalks in my neighborhoods and things in my district. So we've been able to now have a 5-year sidewalk plan with $250,000 set aside in the budget, where before we didn't have a line item for sidewalks in the existing, you know, pre-existing neighborhoods. And we have now got that going where we've got connectability from Lake Forest, the high school, to the middle school, to elementary schools. So we've really made a big improvement in that. We've added additional parks. We've got a Daphne Central Park, which is disc golf, walking. It's a gorgeous area. We've redone our gator boardwalk.
Right.
There with the alligators, it's a gorgeous area there. So we've
that's
done
down by the hotels, right?
Yeah. Right down by the hotels, right off the interstate.
Whenever we would come to Daphne, we'd stay at that Hampton Inn there and go walk and look at.
Yeah, that's right. And my business is right down the street. Right, walk right down there. It's Market by the Bay. You can come by and get a shrimp po' boy and go see the alligator and have a good time. But we have done so much, and also we've paid down debt on the city. Now that's a detriment. That's because of the growth we've had, but also because of the stewardship that the council and the mayor's had over the last years. We've funded our police department fully. We've added police officers. We've gotten new vehicles, body cams for everybody, more training than what the state requires. our fire departments. We've added additional firefighters. We are the only one on the Eastern Shore that has the full-time fire, which is outstanding. We are now in the process of building to finish building the another fire station, Milton Jones Road 181. It's fire station number 5. We've added new vehicles. We've renovated 2 fire stations. So the amount of things we've been able to do over these last 8 years is just amazing, and we're so excited to keep moving forward, keep doing the things we're working on. We have a bayfront project that has already started with a streetscape, with a phase to extend the pier, with a phase for an amphitheater. We've really planned and done a lot of great things over the last 8 years, and I'm just excited to see what we're going to do moving forward.
Just trying to build on that. The way the city's growing, though, you hear this, all the Eastern Shore municipalities, the growth, and is it too much? Is there a way to do it? I mean, where do you think you are with the growing pains in Daphne?
Well, and that's exactly right. We are fortunate and blessed in that area to have the growth. People want to come to our area. Now, there's reasons why people want to come to Daphne. We've got great schools. We've got great charm. We've got great character. We've got a wonderful area to live. We've got the bay. So what we have to do is we have to protect those items. We have to protect our downtown area. We have to protect our existing neighborhoods while we continue to work with the developers and the growth that they're doing. Now, I have proven in my stand on the council to vote against some developers that tried to come into the downtown area, do some things that the citizens did not want. We were able to stop that. But we've also worked with some developers to develop some things outside. But we have to work with the county. We have to work with the developers. The issue we run into out on the 181 corridor,
right,
is that's all county, a lot of county property. And what happens is you have someone come in and say, hey, we want to build a neighborhood. And we start pushing a little, saying we want certain things. Well, then they go, well, we'll just build it anyways in the county. You won't get any of the building fees. You won't get any of the ad valorem. But you're still going to have to deal with all the public. So what we have to do is we have to work with the county to help us with that. I've already spoken with Joe Davis, county commissioner of the area. We are working on some things together and working on some recycling things together and just continuing to have that communication so we can do a smart growth out that way, because it's growing. Loxley is growing and coming towards Daphne. If you haven't seen the amount of growth they're doing, they're doing a lot of things. So we do need to be prepared for it. We've got a great planning department. Adrian Jones is head of our planning department. We've got Troy Strunk, who is a new position that we put in just for this issue, community development. So we are going to utilize them and utilize him. We've got a planning commission to make the right decisions to help with the growth that's going on out there. But we have to protect our established neighborhoods, our downtown area, from overzealous developers that want to come in and change the charm that we have down there. And I've proven that I will fight that. The developers have not funded my campaign. They know that I'm equal, but I will protect our areas from those overzealous developers.
Is there room for development of Daphne's downtown area? Could there be something done? I'm ignorant when it comes to that issue.
Sure. Well, what happened was there was some property on the 98 side, the Highway 98
right.
side, that abutted a small little street that connected to downtown. So what happened was is they wanted to build that up and then connect to that little street to make the connection to downtown, so then they can sell it as a part of the downtown area instead of having to go on 98, go all the way around to get to downtown. And that little street had 6 little houses on it, and you're talking about massive traffic coming back onto 98, that development there. It just did not work for what was going on down there. And you continue to see people, developer wanting to put some sort of footprint in the downtown area, because the charm, the walkability.
Right.
It's the place to be right now, and the property values show you that. The property value down that area is very high right now, and it'll continue to be that way because of the charm, and we want to protect that.
So it's just you want to preserve kind of the...
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Daphne is such a unique area. It's great. We have unique little neighborhoods. You know, we've got the Lake Forest area, which is a large neighborhood, but it's different than downtown. And the downtown area is the charm and the walkability of the little downtown
area.
They
all have their own characteristics.
Exactly. And then you've got the new growth out on 181, which are these new neighborhoods and all the new people coming in. You've got Timber Creek, which is on the other side of the interstate, who thinks they're in, you know, Spanish Fort, but they're in the city of Daphne, although their kids go to Spanish Fort. It's very unique how Daphne is set up, so we want to protect those areas while we continue to work. Then you have Bell Forest, which is in the county, but all their kids go to Daphne schools. They feel like they're part of the city of
Daphne. They're part of that community, right?
They are part of the community, so we want Bell Forest to eventually to come into the city of Daphne, but that'll be up to them to make that decision. But we know it's so much part of our community because those kids go to the schools, they come to our rec programs, and we have such a great youth rec program with softball and baseball and tennis, and we do basketball, wrestling. I mean, there's so many things going on in the city of Daphne that are for our youth. It's just outstanding. It's a wonderful place.
Let's talk about the other big issue that kind of dominated the headlines the last year, the toll bridge. And getting from, obviously, Daphne thought of by many, I mean, probably a lot of people commute back and forth between across the bay there. The plans, where do you think we are? Obviously, where were you on that whole ordeal, and where do you think we ought to be with a new connection?
We're all in favor of the bridge. We need the bridge. We know we do. If you come anytime in the summertime, it's just backed up. The issue is, and we supported our mayor, the city council, we all voted in a resolution to support our mayor that we were against the tolls. So my record is out there and clear. I've made that vote. What it is what happened was, is there was no, when they presented this, I don't think anyone thought that there wasn't going to be some sort of toll.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I think everyone in the community thought there was going to be some sort of toll. The problem was is they did not offer a freeway, whether it was the causeway, whether it was the old, you know, the bayway, the existing bayway, some way for our local group to get back and forth without having to pay the toll. And when you do that, when you take away that, now you've caused a sleeping giant of the community saying, well, wait a minute. We're not going to pay a $6 toll to go back and forth.
Right.
You know, and that was the bigger issue because, like I said, most people accepted that there was probably going to be a toll on that bridge. But when you take away a freeway for our citizens to get back and forth from Mobile and Mobile to get over to Daphne, and then you're talking about, you know, in my restaurant having deliveries from Violet Battery and over Mobile and that.
And then it adds up to the business owners, right?
And you start tacking on, and then I have employees that live in Mobile that come over and work with us. So then we're looking at, okay, we're going to have to pay their toll fees. We're going to have to charge more to our customers to make this happen. Whereas if you had the freeway, it wouldn't have been as big an issue. Now, it's still an issue, and we're still against tolls, but you wouldn't have had this growing sleeping giant wake up and go, well, wait a minute.
I mean,
we're not all, you know, on board.
I was working up in the Huntsville market when all this was going on, but it just seemed to me like the state was just trying to steamroll its way through, and this is the plan, and you're going to like it, and it took... It took the community kind of standing up against the state.
Right. Well, and we want to work with the state. I mean, we have to. If we want to get this bridge done, if we want to get, you know, anything done here, we have to have a work with the state, and we have to be able to communicate with state and Governor Ivey, and we have to communicate with Mobile and be on the same page. And I think they took for granted what the community and Daphne and the whole Eastern Shore, because we are such a great family community. If it doesn't affect us, we're easygoing. Hey, things are going great. keep our head down, you work hard, take care of your family, and until it affects you to where you pick your head up and go, hey, what's going on? I mean, if you look at our last election, we had below 20% turnout. Now, of course, COVID was part of that, and, you know, we had some storms out in the Bay. That was part of it. But it's still, for a municipal election, that's a very low, you know, that's a low turnout. And it goes to, Daphne's great. We're doing so many great things. Everybody's happy. I mean, you know, we live in this bubble on the Eastern Shore of, you know, the COVID has been very low for us. We haven't had that. We've got great police. We've got great fire. We've got great amenities for our kids. We take care of everybody. We've got great schools. So we live in this bubble. And when something like that from the state comes down and says, hey, and starts disrupting that bubble,
Then you get people involved.
And we that's what happens.
We got to take a quick time out here. We'll pick this discussion back up on the other side of the break here. But just a few more questions about toll bridge or whatever. But we'll address that here in just a moment. We'll be right back, folks. This is FM Talk 106.5.
There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Richard Best picking on that red guitar. So gather round, now gather round, chill and be down. We're just getting down, chill and get loud. Well, you can be loud, yeah, and be proud. And you can be proud, yeah, and I'll be proud. You will be, because South's gonna do it again.
Hey, welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we got Clay Schofield, the state senator from up in Gunnersville, to talk a little bit about the Alabama Senate race, U.S. Senate race, that is. April Marie Fogel from Alabama today will be with us. Steve Flowers, columnist, you can read him all over the state of Alabama, and State Senator Chris Elliott, our usual Friday guest. So please, if you can, tune in. Real plug in real quick, coming up in the next hour, Midday Mobile. You want to stay tuned for Robert Kennedy Jr. You know him. He has a show on here every week. And comedian Andy Andrews. So a lot of reasons for you to stick around for my buddy, who, for whatever reason, gave me a radio show on this station. But I managed to stick around for a while. For Sean Sullivan, a Midday Mobile, if you can. Still in studio with us, he is the mayor, running for mayor of Daphne, hopes to be the mayor of Daphne, Robin Lejeune. We're going to break. Some of the proposals they're talking about of building the new bridge would kind of go over the existing interchange there and would go on, I guess, down to 181. What do you think about missing that, especially with you as a business owner right there at that intersection?
But we have to protect that interchange right there, not only for business, but the connections with Spanish Fort and the Bass Pro Shop, the connections with Daphne, and also going down to Fairhope and connecting to Fairhope. That is a priority that we have to fight, and we have to protect that interchange right there. And I know there are a couple of groups that have come together and made some proposals. They've done a lot of research. You've got Dr. Lou with Common Sense, with Kevin Spriggs, have presented a proposal that is very similar to what's out there that can make that happen with funding and that sort of thing. So we've just got to be able to, we got to get back to working with the state and working with Mobile and come up with the right solution that works for everybody. But that is a key to protecting Spanish Fort, Daphne, and Fairhope, because it still works for Daphne on 181. But it hurts your Fairhope, it hurts your central Daphne, it hurts Spanish Fort. We've got to protect that.
Businesses just right there.
And we have
all
the
that
hotels.
Development.
We've got the hotels right there. We've got all the businesses. And that is the main corridor going down to Fairhope, going to our old town Daphne and to the rest of Daphne. So we've got to protect that. And also it's, you've got the Bass Pro Shop Center there. So, and they're trying to do some things to revitalize like that. They have the fort over there. So we know that is a huge thing that we have to protect.
Robin, if folks want to find out more about your campaign, where can they go? Give us a rundown there.
Yeah, robinlejeuneformayor.com, our Facebook page, Robin Lejeune for Mayor. If you need a sign or want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at the Market by the Bay, 621-9664. There in Daphne, we'll love to talk to you. If you have any questions, stop in, talk to me, message us on Facebook. Would love to talk to you about all the things we've done and the things that are coming for Daphne. We're very excited. We're going to do many great things. We've done so many great things. We have the relationships built with our public works and our employees. We're going to empower them going forward, and we're just excited about what we're going to do.
All right, y'all go check him out. Robin, thank you for making time for us and coming over here and doing this.
Yeah,
really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff, for the invite, and good luck on the show. It's great.
I do appreciate it. That was Robin LeJune running for mayor in Daphne. And I got to call it a day, folks. You want to stay tuned for Midday Mobile. This is Robert Kennedy Jr., Andy Andrews coming up with Sean Sullivan. So stick around. This has been the Jeff Porsche Show at FM Talk 106.5.